deep sadness and regret that I must inform you that according to this new data, Life MH370 ended in the southern Indian Ocean.
Prime Minister from Malaysia, Razik, with the sad news that the worst fears are now confirmed. Flight 370 down in the Indian Ocean, as you heard him say. That was the big thing that everybody was talking about after 2 weeks. Still a lot of questions, but now the pilots might be heroes, not terrorists or crazy. Shows you how quickly things can change. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Remember, you're all included. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Sock it to me, baby, because we got a great show in store for you, including two sides of the coin. The Supreme Court will hear important oral arguments on Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby. And so many amicus briefs were filed in this one. Almost 90, which is unheard of. And we're going to look at it from two different perspectives, two different guests. One who says Hobby Lobby is not correct, that they shouldn't have to met out a part of the affordable health care law because of their religious beliefs. And then the other side of it saying, wait a second here. This has to do specifically with an abortion pill, not even contraception, not even birth control pills and other things used to prevent pregnancies. So two different points of view, two huge organizations, both of which filed briefs on opposite sides of this argument. The Supreme Court will be jammed, as I heard. People are already lining up trying to get a seat in the court. It's been extended for longer oral arguments to an hour and a half. And a big decision that could have far-reaching effects in a lot of different areas will happen probably in June. But it all starts Tuesday at the Supreme Court. That's coming up in our next couple of segments. Back to the plane to finish the story of what happened there. Investigators seemed like they were oh so close to finding the plane. But then this weather was terrible. Roller coaster waves. Awful currents. They're stuck in a weird holding pattern other than to say they are certain, thanks to satellite images from a British satellite, that this plane went down. It plunged into the Indian Ocean. But the nasty weather had them call off the search for the plane in Australia, because they just can't do the things that they need to do, both in the air and on the surface of the water and beneath it. They've got to wait for those waves and the heavy rain and all of that to clear before they can resume any of the things that they were trying to do safely. Otherwise, they'd lose the crew or be in danger of that anyway. It's a very remote area of the Indian Ocean where they think this flight ended. The Prime Minister felt very confident after confirming the analysis from the satellite information from the British satellite, a company, a British company, that, you know, this is what I'm going to tell, all lives are lost. Initially, what the airline did was they sent a text message to relatives saying, we have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that MH370 has been lost and that none of the people on board survived. So there was hysteria, crying, and as you can imagine, shock, because they've been in limbo. Even if they knew in the back of their minds, hey, this is what's happened here, there still were lingering questions and people holding out hope that something different might happen, but that's not the case. Now it's a question of, one, a couple of questions. The Malaysian government, are they guilty of search delays, cover-ups? Do they screw this up? That's what China's saying. Hey, it's on you, people. You messed up. We should have known some of these things. Police have interviewed 50 people in their investigation, the Malaysian police, and they say they feel confident that they did the things that they needed to do. There still are scenarios that are flying around out there. Okay, well, what brought down the plane? What made the plane fly low? Was it hijacking, sabotage, a psychological problem, personal problems? What ended the flight? Was it a passenger? Was it something else that happened? Were they trying to land? John Nance, who has a pretty big name in aviation, certainly back in the day and comments quite often all over the place, had this to say about the missing plane and why it took so long.
I think clearly the Prime Minister's motivation was to give some closure to the families. There will be some among them who will still deny this until a piece of the airplane is actually hauled out of the water. But this is a reasonable conclusion given all the facts at this point, and I'm sure the reason that it was stated this way is to close that issue of whether anybody's still alive.
Because China has so many people that were on that plane, after the announcement, they said they were sending more ships to help. And they've got two-thirds of the passengers. They had two-thirds of the passengers on that 777. It's interesting, the satellites and how they help focus the search. That, you know, we're talking about 3 million square miles, and they honed in on the southern Indian Ocean in the last couple of days and found these images 1,500 miles southwest of Perth. And, you know, this is what they're pursuing. And they see the projected flight path for the plane that was calculated because of the pings sent by the plane after everything else had shut down. But until they find something, I think that's it. I think that people are still going to have the lingering doubts in their head. The plane flew 1,200 feet at some point before it disappeared from the radar. That's for sure. Now they're telling that. They're talking about that. Flying at a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet when contact was lost with air traffic control. They know that. And the last transmission from the plane system showed it heading to Beijing. So that kind of undercut the theory that someone reprogrammed the flight path. But it doesn't rule out foul play in the cockpit or suspicions or any of that. They can't do that. They're going to have to piece it together and see what they can come up with. And they might not, you know, they're looking at clues, they're looking at new theories, but they might not be able to nail it down 100%, but they have said 100% that they are sure that nobody is coming back from that plane. Nobody is coming back. And it's just a storm of emotions over the people who are lost at sea now at this point. All right, stay with us coming up to very different points of view on an important case before the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Supreme Court case that unfolds Tuesday in Washington. More time has been allotted because so many people are going to be there. More amicus briefs were filed and whatnot, so it's like an hour and a half now, the oral arguments. We're talking about Hobby Lobby and the Conestoga Wood cases. Judy Waxman joins us. She's the VP for Health and Reproductive Rights for the National Women's Law Center. As I said, we've been talking about this for a long time here on America Tonight and across the country. This is a big challenge to the Affordable Health Care Act, and it's got all kinds of elements in it, including religious freedoms. What are you thinking right now, Judy Waxman, as this case gets ready to hear the oral arguments on Tuesday?
Well, first of all, there's going to be a big crowd outside the court. We understand that people are already camping out all night to be able to get in, and you know that doesn't happen that often. Also, it's going to snow in here in Washington, so it's quite an event. But what's happening inside the court is really serious and of great concern. What the case is that these for-profit secular corporations have said that they don't want to cover contraceptives in the health plan for their employees, which, of course, is required now to be in all health plans. And they say it's against the owner's religion to cover contraceptives for the employees. So, first of all, the corporation isn't the owner. The corporation is separate from the owner. And so the first question is, can a corporation have a religion? Can you say the corporation doesn't want to cover contraceptives because of their religious beliefs? That, believe it or not, is the first question. And, of course, if the court says, oh, yes, corporations can have a religion, then that could have very far-flung effects, way beyond even the plan for the employees cover contraceptives, could mean many things that maybe the corporation doesn't want to cover, like immunizations or psychiatric care. If it means the employees have to abide to all kinds of rules that the corporation might think is appropriate. So it's really a very serious far and will have far lasting effects. And we're going to hear all about it tomorrow.
So you think it's a slippery slope, because I'll play devil's advocate for a second. What the other thing that you'll hear, and you know this because, as you said, it's going to be jammed outside of the courthouse, and you're going to have, as always, the pro and the con side of what the arguments entail. And the other flip side, the other argument of this is, well, what about the First Amendment? Doesn't that mean anything? Can the government force citizens that profess a certain faith to violate their, you know, their beliefs when they enter into business or into a marketplace? And what do you, and you kind of just said that there, but what would you counteract that with?
Well, what I would say is, first of all, the corporation isn't the owner. I mean, the owner incorporates to be able to be protected from liability, and it's a separate thing. And the individual, the owner, the owner's family, they can practice their religion however they like. I mean, nobody's telling them they have to use contraceptives or get immunizations or whatever it is. The problem is, though, that their religious freedom cannot impose their religion on other people. And that's the difference here. That's what they're trying to do. Nobody's saying that their religious freedom should be hurt in any way. But what they can't do is say, well, I'm the boss, and you, my employees, have to follow my religion. That's what this case is about.
Yeah, how do you feel about it? And what does your gut tell you? I mean, you've had lots of conversations, obviously, with people at the National Women's Law Center, some great people there, and other legal minds and folks all over D.C. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, tomorrow is going to be quite interesting, and in fact, the justices have extended the time. Usually arguments take an hour. This one's good. They're saying they need an hour and a half. So that tells you they have lots of questions. And I would say that a corporation has never been found to be an entity that can have a conscience. You know, all throughout the history of this country, we have protected individuals' religious freedom. But we've never had a court say that the corporation has a religion and that somehow has to be protected. So I am assuming the justices will not break with past precedent, and Hobby Lobby will fail.
All right, so we'll see, because you know how that is. Then they'll go and then write the brief, obviously, and we won't know that. It's just, as you and I both mentioned, it's just the argument portion of the case. Have you been flooded with phone calls at the NWLC with support to fight this fight?
Oh, yes. We have had calls from all over the country, and there's lots of social media happening. We, in fact, if your listeners are interested, have a website called This Is Personal. And what we are doing, and we've had a wonderful response, is we're asking people for to come to the court if they can. But if they can't, they can sign up and have their name put on a big banner that's going to be there, so people can virtually be there by having their name on a banner at the court tomorrow.
Yeah. When this came up, did you just know this was one of the issues that you were jumping on, especially given your title, that the group, the NWLC, filed, in fact, an amicus brief supporting the contraceptive coverage benefit? Did you know right away when this became sort of the third rail? Because it did the second the Affordable Care Act was announced, and then people started to go through it more. I mean, this has been highlighted now for a couple of years, and then this challenge just came up. Did you have a feeling that, hey, this is one we're going to jump on legally?
Yeah, well, of course. First of all, I mean, the part that, you know, 99% of American women use contraceptives sometime in their lives, and the fact that now all health plans are required to cover all methods of birth control without any copay is really an astounding advance forward for women, we think. And we were so pleased that that became part of the law. And, of course, almost all businesses are abiding by that. Even many religiously affiliated organizations are abiding by it. So when a secular for-profit company says, well, I'm the owner and my company doesn't believe in this, it is something, of course, that we would say, well, we don't think that's right. And what we think you're doing is really punishing your employees. And the employees are of every faith. I mean, they're not necessarily don't have the same personal faith as the owners of this company. They're everything. And the customers are all faiths. So really for this employer to say, well, I don't think this is right, I don't believe in it, therefore I am going to punish my employees, is really just not right.
Yeah. And we're speaking, so everybody knows, with Judy Waxman, and of course, she's the VP for Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center. The other issue that comes up since we've got you here is Roe v. Wade and what happens with the makeup of the judges. And is this always something that you're in tune to, and this is kind of a thought in your head that, boy, I hope we don't go in this direction? Because, as you know, a lot of people would, well, I shouldn't say a lot, it's, again, split, but there are many people who want to see that repealed.
Yeah, this case has really nothing to do with that, I want to say. I suppose it's possible some other case would come up to the Supreme Court at some point. But this case is really just about birth control. And, of course, we have in this country almost half of pregnancies are unplanned. Proper use of the kind of method of birth control that works for each woman is really what helps prevent unintended pregnancies, and obviously it helps create healthier moms, healthier babies, and avoids the need to even talk about abortion. So this case really is about what 99% of women use in this country. I think we've made a big leap forward, so now that women can get health insurance, everybody's health insurance will cover the kind of birth control that you particularly need without any copay. And what we hope is that that goes a long way to prevent unintended pregnancies and help women lead healthier lives.
Judy, thanks so much. We'll be waiting to see what happens with the court and those big oral arguments. Thanks for coming on ATN.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The day is here, the oral arguments at the Supreme Court, Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby stores. And right now in our virtual green room, Maureen Ferguson from the Catholic Association to talk about it and what it means. So, Maureen, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Sure. It's a big day tomorrow up at the Supreme Court. This is one of the biggest cases of the year. And the justices have even allotted extra time for the oral arguments tomorrow, you know, as an indication of what a significant case this is. We probably won't hear the decision until June, so we're going to have to wait in suspense a little bit. But it's a big day at the court tomorrow.
From your point of view, is this about religious liberty? Because you know the other side is saying it's not about that.
Well, this case has always been about religious liberty. And just quick review for your listeners, the government, as part of Obamacare, is saying that all employers have to, in this case, we're talking about the abortion drugs, not these companies. Already cover contraceptives, but they object to the coverage of abortion drugs. So the government is saying you have to, these two companies, Conestoga Wood and Hobby Lobby, you have to give away for free to your employees as part of your health care plan abortion-inducing drugs. The companies are saying, hey, that violates our faith. Hobby Lobby is owned by Evangelical Christian family, Conestoga Wood by Mennonite Christians. And neither of them want to pay for drugs that can end a human life because, of course, that would violate their religious faith. The government is saying, well, you have to or we're going to fine you. And in Hobby Lobby's case, the fines would be $1.3 million a day, because the fine in Obamacare for not doing this is $100 per employee per day. So Hobby Lobby is a huge company. They have 500 stores around the country. Mm-hmm. In the case of Conestoga Wood, it would be $35 million a year. So ironically, it would be cheaper for these companies to drop health care coverage for their employees altogether, because the fine for that is smaller. It shows you where the Obama administration's priorities are. But it's just, it's an unbelievable case on the one hand. You know, the rollout of Obamacare has been so disastrous. They've given exemptions left and right to all their political friends. They've delayed one deadline after another. They've granted waivers, I mean, for nearly every aspect of the Affordable Care Act, yet when it comes to people of faith who run a business, or nuns that care for the poor, in the case of Little Sisters of the Poor, the Obama administration has fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. This is an unprecedented violation of religious liberty, and it's deeply un-American.
Do you feel like there's more support for Hobby Lobby, because there's 84 amicus briefs that were filed, for example, and I'm sure you know this, by almost a 3-1 margin, the briefs favored Hobby Lobby. So that certainly shows the support, I would think anyway, for the Green family and Hobby Lobby. And the issue of religious freedom is definitely on the minds of a lot of people, don't you think?
Absolutely. That was a very, very strong show of support. And, Hobby Lobby, it's a well-known company, the Green family. They run this company according to their Christian principles. They're closed on Sundays, so families, employees can go to church and have family time. So I think that's one reason why the Hobby Lobby case has garnered so much attention. But, the Obama administration has been using these words, freedom of worship. Now, our Constitution doesn't talk about freedom of worship. It talks about the free exercise of religion. So these may seem like little semantic differences to your listeners, but as Mark Twain said, it's kind of like the difference between a lightning bug and lightning. It's a huge difference. So this term, freedom of worship, it's a narrowing of our religious freedom. The Obama administration is essentially arguing that these families can practice their faith on Sundays within the four walls of their church, but they have no right to let their faith inform their practices during the week, Monday to Friday, at the workplace. So they're saying, if you're going to choose to earn a living for your family, you have to leave your faith at the door.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what's interesting is, and you know this, and what you're setting it up, is what's going to be discussed here, and you know this as well, playing devil's advocate on the other side of this, what the argument will be is that Hobby Lobby is a corporation, secular for-profit business, and it's the corporate entity to which the mandate applies, and to obtain a religious exemption from the mandate, Hobby Lobby's owners would have to make the corporation meld it with their personal religious views, and that would require altering basically the distinction between shareholder and corporation, and then that would disrupt all of that. So when you hear the arguments, what do you say back to that it's about the corporation?
Right. Well, this argument from the other side might sound like it has some merit. They say, well, corporations don't have a conscience. Corporations can't practice religion. But first of all, we're not talking about huge publicly held corporations. We're talking about closely held family businesses. And these families clearly are motivated by their religion and their faith. But even in the case of these large publicly held corporations, how about Whole Foods or Apple? They openly talk about their values agenda. You know, Whole Foods is always, engaging in meritorious food drives for the poor internationally. So even these large corporations have a quote unquote conscience in that sense, and nobody questions that. But how about, say, the New York Times? Now, the New York Times certainly has free speech rights. The New York Times, as a corporation, certainly has free speech rights. So if they have free speech rights under the First Amendment, then surely a family business has religious freedom. And, I'm certain that our founders did not think that people would have to leave their faith at the door just because they want to earn a living.
Yeah. The, again, the same thing along the other side. It's just funny you bring up the New York Times. They had a big piece on it talking about, the arguments on Tuesday, just saying, look, this is religious freedom versus women's rights. And it's momentous, obviously, and you and I both know that, as you mentioned at the top. And it touches on the consequences of what could happen here in the court's ruling. What do you think with as far as the justices go, because we've seen what's happened with Justice Roberts before, what does your gut tell you will happen in June after the oral arguments, as you mentioned, extended an extra half hour, so it's like an hour and a half? Do you think the court goes the way of Hobby Lobby, based on some of the things that we've mentioned here, or do you think that this is going to be a tough uphill battle?
Well, the honest answer is I have no idea, because anyone who thinks they can predict what the Supreme Court will do is sadly mistaken. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my gut, I think that the court will side with religious freedom. When you look at the history of religious freedom in our country was founded upon religious freedom. When you look at the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which will be at issue, this bill passed Congress almost unanimously. It was signed by a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, and it says that the government must have a compelling state interest in if it's going to override religious freedom. And it says that it must do so in the least restrictive means. Now, I don't know how you can argue that making a religious family give away free abortion drugs to their employee, how could that be the least restrictive means, even if you argue that it is a compelling state interest for the government to give away contraception when it's already widely and cheaply available, when they've already exempted, you know, millions of people from this mandate anyway. But, you know, there are so many other ways that the government could achieve this goal of free contraception. They could issue vouchers. They already have multiple government programs through Title X and community health centers, Medicaid, where people can get free contraception. So the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I am hopeful when you look at the history of religious freedom in our country. It really challenges common sense to say that the government has both a compelling state interest and is achieving their goal in the least restrictive means, which is the test for the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah. One last thing. At the Catholic Association, did you get a lot of calls and letters and emails and that kind of thing of support?
Sure. I think our online community, we have a very strong Facebook community. I encourage your listeners to check us out at thecatholicassociation.org, but there's been a lot of activity on social media for sure. And just one thing I want to point out before we go is that you're going to keep reading. Your listeners are going to keep hearing about the contraceptive mandate. Again, in this case, contraception is not an issue. These companies already cover contraception. What's at issue are drugs that can induce an early abortion, drugs and devices like the IUD that can induce an early abortion, because once conception has taken place, you can't, with common sense, you can't legitimately call it a contraceptive once conception has already taken place. And the other side is trying very hard to confuse this issue. But as any, as science and any embryology textbook will tell you, a new human life begins at fertilization. And these drugs and devices can end the life of that developing human embryo. So that is what it is the issue in this case. So don't be fooled by the media coverage calling this a contraceptive mandate.
It's going to be interesting, certainly at the court, no doubt about that. If you want to chime in on this, 855-266-5283. Maureen Ferguson, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
All right, once again, we're coming up at the edge of the line here on America Tonight, coming to a close of another hour. Interesting, tomorrow the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments. Which way does the court go? And then, of course, we won't know probably till June. That seems most likely when the decision would be handed down. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. Okay, I'll make this short, but don't interrupt me until I'm through with my little rant. One, I'd like to offer prayers for the people that have been lost up there in Washington. Two, Obama's little routine with this Obamacare is unconstitutional because of the fact that he does not follow through with the law that he put forth and passed to Congress. And he cannot legally do the things he's been doing in giving exemptions to some and delays to others and the whole nine yards. That is not enforcing a law. Three, I don't believe that bull hockey about them finding that plane out there, the remains of that plane and all that other stuff that they run down. I still say that plane is either in Pakistan headed for Iran or in Iran proper, and we're going to get that plane back. And I believe that the Kuala Lumpur government and the other Muslim countries involved are all in cahoots together. And I think that our Chinese friends also believe that. Okay, that's about all from me.
Wow, Dan. So you don't think, you don't believe in what the British satellite photos are showing? Why would the Brits be in cahoots?
No, I don't believe that. No, that, look, that could be anything. They have shown nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing that was conclusive. We've seen this, we've seen that, we've seen this, we've seen that, but they have nothing that can confirm.
So the reason is to get people off their back and get the people out of the Malaysian offices?
Get it off the news. That's it. Get the pressure off them. That's the whole thing. The people are dead. Yeah, you and I both know how that happened.
Yeah.
But that plane isn't any place except in Iran. It's being used. They're going to bring it back. And that plane can fly at 5,000 feet, have enough gas with what they had. They even have extra gas for circling in case they have a situation happen. And it's always on the plane at the time, so I don't believe that the timeline on the gas would expire. It would make it all the way to Iran, flying at low level. It can get through and it can skirt the mountains and get in there, and we will get that plane back, and it'll be loaded. They have going to have to prove that they have got the tail section or something from the plane itself that shows that it was that plane, or it's not true. They're just trying to dodge.
You know what? I agree with you that they've got to show the plane. They have to come up with the plane, I mean, for the sake of the people anyway, and obviously to end all the nonsense. If it was someone that if it was my brother, my family, you're darn right.
Yeah.
I want that plane.
Okay,
yeah.
One last thing. Obama's routine of trying to put forth all this abortion crap, all that is licensing Murder Incorporated. That's the way I feel about it. We've killed approximately 40 million children since Roe v. Wade was passed, and they're no longer here. That was our people, and we're still killing them. Now, you can either have a tubalectomy or you can have a vasectomy for the male. You do not have to use all these drugs, and you don't have to use the patch. If you really want to have sex all the time without worrying about it, those are the two ways to go. And the third way is abstain. If you can't afford to raise a family and you don't want to get pregnant, keep your legs crossed, for God's sake.
And Dan, it's funny that I actually agree with that, that there are ways to prevent that. I mean, of course, you talk about teenage hormones and you can't bury your head in the sand, but there are ways to prevent pregnancies. But some of that is simply by birth control pill. And listen, I think that the last guest said it right, if you were paying attention to what Maureen Ferguson was saying, that already all of that is readily available. There's nothing that's being paid for that's not even part of this equation if you look at what the argument is about. So if that's being paid for, then where is the argument in that part of it? There is some confusion, I think, with what's happening in the arguments before the Supreme Court. Bottom line is, it is sticky. It's sticky for the justices in the sense that what happens with John Roberts this time around? Remember, last time around, he jumped ship and he didn't go the way that ideologically conservative, he didn't do that. So will he do that this time around? I don't think so. I don't think he'll do that. But I think there is concern as to what, in reading the tea leaves, as to what could possibly happen as a result of this. So weighing the whole corporation thing could be part of what is written in this final decision. It depends on what happens in these arguments. The arguments are I'm going to be curious about the arguments. We're going to talk a lot about the arguments because that will, you start to see what the questions are. Why did they ask for the extra half hour? Because they want to know more. I think that is a big sign that they're going to make sure, and whichever direction it goes, because it's the letter of the law, that's what they're going to dig around in. I could be wrong, but you wait and see what kind of questions come out of those oral arguments. I think that's going to probably lead us in the direction of what possibly could happen with the decision, but we know we won't get that decision, like I said, until June. And this is going to dominate. A lot of people suddenly, because there's so many other things going on, have just pushed this aside for a second. But this isn't anything to push aside because of what it can mean ultimately with the way that decision is written, and that is what it's about. It's what they decide, the questions that are asked with all those amicus briefs, and that I understand already the steps are jammed. There's going to be so many people smothering this and on top of this, and it's just for the day. Then it goes away until the decision, and there's a lot of analysis as to why they asked this and what could this possibly mean. But it doesn't always mean you have a clear picture of the way this will go in June. And Hobby Lobby, you know, the family that owns Hobby Lobby, they are pushing this full force and got a lot of people to support them. And it'll have a financial impact on them for sure, but probably much more than that. And this is big on the radar when it comes to America tonight. We will definitely be talking about that one for sure tomorrow. So we have just a few couple of moments left here in this hour of ATM. A big story I didn't want to miss, and one that I've talked about already, is this end to the NSA's bulk data collection nonsense. And it is a bunch of nonsense, because now we're supposed to feel like, look, the NSA, we want to embrace you. We want to love you. We want you to feel like your family. So we don't want the cold shoulder anymore. However this comes down, we want to have your trust, America. So to have your trust, listen, we're going to change up some of what we're doing. You just got to believe us. You just got to hang in there. And I promise that this will get better. That's what the Intelligence Committee, they've come up with a bipartisan bill that could become part of the law, or they could reconcile it with Obama's version of this. But the same thing comes back to us. Now they want to embrace us and tell us they don't want to collect all our information, and they want to give it to the phone companies, and then they would subpoena it and all this other crazy cockamamie. If we do A, then we do B, then we do C. How about no more bulk collection? And if there is something going on and you have solid leads to terroristic threats, then get a subpoena and go after it. How about that instead of the Mickey Mouse Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court? That would be the way to roll. If you want us to embrace the NSA, you got to really rip this one apart.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.